This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. DOE must withdraw the unsupported surplus plutonium draft EIS. A review of the Department of Energy, DOE, National Environmental Policy Act website shows that it is behind schedule in providing the public with up-to-date site-wide environmental impact statements, or SWISES, for the four main sites involved in DOE's proposed surplus plutonium plans. Generally, a SWISE is done every 10 years. But that is not the case for the sites where DOE plans to process and dispose of more than 34 metric tons of surplus plutonium. As a result, the public has not been afforded a timely opportunity to weigh in on the latest environmental changes at the sites. It is premature for DOE to ask for public comments on its surplus plutonium plans based on obsolete NEPA documentation, some decades out of date. Comments are currently due on Thursday, March 16, 2023, to spdp-eis@nnsa.doe.gov. The four main sites are the Pantex plant located in the Texas Panhandle, the Savannah River site located in South Carolina, and two sites in New Mexico, Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, and the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP. DOE's plan is to ship plutonium pits, or the triggers for nuclear weapons, from Pantex to LANL to be pulverized. From LANL, the powder plutonium would be shipped to the Savannah River site for more processing for disposal at WIP. The National Environmental Policy Act, NEPA, requires federal agencies, such as DOE, to assess the environmental effects of proposed major federal actions prior to decision-making. In the case of the four sites, DOE has not analyzed the environmental effects in a timely manner. The burden then falls on the public to oppose DOE's plans. For example, the Pantex EIS was completed in 1996, 27 years ago. No WIP EIS has been done since 1990, 33 years ago. It is unclear whether a Savannah River site SWISE has ever been done. At LANL, a new SWISE process should have been completed in 2018. NEPA also prohibits the quote-unquote irreversible and irretrievable commitment of resources that would be involved in a proposed action before the environmental review process is complete. In the last three fiscal years, the total LANL budget increased from roughly $3.9 billion to $4.9 billion, a $1 billion increase, all without the proper NEPA analysis. CCNS urges you to include a statement in your comments that DOE must withdraw the draft surplus plutonium environmental impact statement for public comment until it brings its SWISE analysis current for the four main sites. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, listen to all our podcasts anytime, wherever you get your podcasts.